This is part one of this podcast. What's happening, people? And thank you for listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast. This podcast is out every single Friday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and wherever else you stream your podcasts. It's also out on YouTube on Tuesdays at 7:30. If you are listening on Spotify, partake in the polls, leave a comment. We've also got an additional episode which comes out every single Wednesday where we read out your comments on Spotify. So if you do want to leave a comment and you want it to be read out, you have until the following Tuesday at 6 p.m. So the podcast drops on Friday. You have until the following Tuesday at 6 p.m. to leave your comments if you want it to be read out. Anyway, enjoy the episode and follow us on the socials, the TikTok, the Instagram, the Twitter. Or is it the X now? Me na know. But yeah, enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
We'll just cut it out.
But because this will get out something.
You know what? You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
All right, what's happening, people? Welcome to another episode of the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with myself, Marvin Abbey, Taser Black in the studio. Just an announcement at the beginning of the pod, just to let everyone know that Mr. Exposed has left the pod. If you want to check his gram, he's put a statement out. No bad blood, no nothing. He's just kind of said he's come to the end of podding, innit? He said he just doesn't really enjoy doing it anymore. And he wants to explore a few other things. So obviously we wish him the best with what he does in the future. And obviously it was a great run. But yeah, that's about it really. So I don't really want to somber the pod. I don't really want to make it like a sad one. So
can I read some of the comments that he let, not comments, some of the, an extract from his post himself. So
okay. He
said, let's go from here. This has been a major part of my life as for the better part of 10 years. And I feel like I've contributed as much as I can to Three Shots of Tequila. And sometimes you have to bow out gracefully. I'm honestly grateful for all the love that's been shown to me throughout the years. We built this and it's amazing to see where we could take it. This post is probably going to end up as a screenshot somewhere. So to save you all from the mental gymnastics in the comments and the group chats, no, I have not been kicked out. And no, I am not leaving because of any past, present or impending scandals. Please, please, I've been minding my business for the last few years and long may that continue.
And he's got the cheers glasses.
Yeah. So
now that's been said, yeah. Why did you lot kick him out? No, I'm joking.
This is what happened, yeah, when
I'm
you
joking,
have a bunch of road guys on the pod.
Don't say road guys.
Man said road guys, you know.
Guy.
I'm
a taxpayer.
Could you move the camera a bit to the left, please?
I said he's a taxpayer, you know. So if I start asking,
I couldn't even say it.
My tax code is.
No, forget tax code. That's too personal. I'm just saying, how much do you.
The other way.
How much can you earn before you start getting taxed? What's your personal tax allowance?
12. 42 bags?
No, it's 12.
12,750, isn't it?
I think it's 12,750 or 12,500.
Right, sorry. I'm thinking a corporation tax.
Businessman.
Ooh,
facts only is in your name.
Nah, it's not you.
It's actually not you.
If it wasn't my name, Bayless.
There'll be Bayless at the studio, boy. Me too. I got parking tickets from 19 hour long.
Hey, did you speak to, sorry to segue, you've spoken to Hunts. He came, you didn't come.
Yeah, well, but I'm such a waste, man.
You didn't forward.
I feel like such an idiot. I always speak to Taser, yo, bro, I'm going to roll this one and then I don't. I was like,
this one, man, peppered my phone, you know. At least 3 times.
He let me know, bro. He feels bad, but he actually has it. But I feel bad, man. I always tell tales.
But you know what I was going to do? I was going to go on and buy the 40s and put on the thing, say, bro, I'm sorry for not forwarding to the event. I'm buying this t-shirt now.
Why did you forward, though?
I didn't have no one to go with, bro.
He was there.
Yeah, but Hunts went with some random guy. I don't know. And Hunts booked it long time ago. He didn't even tell us.
Yeah. No, because he messaged me privately still. He said, no, I need to make sure I got my ticket. And then I said, try and get a ticket and see. And he did. And he's like, all right, cool. But then I spoke to him. I said, listen, this is the play. This is what's going to happen. Just so you know, because it's your first one. And everything I said, he responded. He was like, brother. But there was like 300 men from London.
How many girl?
I know it was about 300 grand.
I had Radisson booked. Everything was booked, bro.
Sweden? Sweden, yeah. He said he was going to come anyway. One of his boys came.
Waste, man, bro.
I'm proud of Hunts, though, man. He don't reach out to people or go nowhere like that, man. I mean, they're homebodies, slippers and hobnobs, paws. Always in his yard. So big him up, man.
But separately though, two shots. Did we say what, two shots?
Was it two shots? It's not, it's not, it's still three shots. But I think it's gonna be three shots with Marvin Taze. There might be a new name, who knows? I don't know. We're trying to figure it out.
Can you make it four shots in it? Because there's four of us in now.
That is, yeah, alcoholic big now,
why,
isn't it?
Four shots of tequila. How's that why?
Yeah, you didn't say the tequila part.
Can make it four shots? Mm. That was a bit crazy, sorry.
Right, Cheeks on Wood was crazy, though. I was crazy. Busting up for time.
Crazy.
You
know? Crazy.
You were sitting there laughing for time. Bro, you
know? When I said it, it's hands like twitching. I was like,
I said, hold on, I got to get it out.
But I was just processing, bro. It was algebra going through my head. I said, why is he pausing that? That's a back on board.
It's back on board.
It's Cheeks on Wood.
Cheeks on Wood is... And you know what's mad? I swear this guy started Cheeks, by the way.
Yeah, I see the...
I don't know, he's East, man. Always trying to steal words.
No, I mean, I can't lie to you. I want him and people say Cheeks before he started saying it.
But I said Cheeks first,
like,
bro.
Like with Vim. Proper. People might have been saying Cheeks, but
nah,
with
no
Vim,
one was saying it like me, bro.
Where'd you get that from?
I don't even know, you know.
It's called Cheeks, though.
I just make... Do you know what it is? There's certain things... You know, you just run with something and just... It's, I don't know if you've got, like, sayings that you might say for a period of time. Mm. Then... I don't know, 1 month, you just stop saying it. Or you don't say it as much.
We've had bear on feature. We've had Raz, Mr. Exposed.
It's bear still.
We've had, are you telling me the truth? I'm in severe pain, yeah?
I'm in severe pain.
You need to get it back on the thing.
I've got it there still.
Right, speaking of pain, yeah, did you not see the video with, so I'm doing this because I want, you know what I mean? You put people's names in the tagline so you can go viral. So Kai Cenat and Tyler. Tyler's the girl that made the water tune.
Why are you saying it like that, bro?
So people know that I'm saying it for the...
Yeah, you're on some smoke still. I respect it.
That's professional podcasting.
Professional podcasting, yeah. You know what I mean? Did you see the video of when she was streaming with him? And then I think he was on a stream and he was supposed to go on a date with someone. She rejected him. So he's flipped it onto Tyler. Going, would you like to go on a date with me? And she's gone, we're just friends. And he's like...
Hello, darkness, my old
man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but the only thing with streamers though and stuff, you know, social media nowadays, I don't even know what's real and what's fake anymore.
Yeah,
like, you don't know anymore. Because back in the day, if something happened to someone online, you knew it wasn't on purpose. They've been caught out or something. Nowadays, a PR team could be like, you know what? Let's spin it. You're just going to say that you're going to go on a date. She's going to say, no, we're friends. We're going to post it on all the blogs. Like, you don't even know what's real and what's not anymore. Bro. I ain't got a clue.
I think that was real, though, man.
Because I'm not gambling on that.
On what?
So I'm going to ring a girl to say, and she's going to say nah. And then Tyler's going to be sitting there and say, yo, just off the strength of her hearing the girl give me air, she's giving me air.
Nah, but where he's at in terms of like his success pause, I could understand him being that.
Nah, bro. You're forgetting, but he's speaking to women that also have their own success.
Yeah, but I don't care. I'm the man. I'm the prize.
Nah. So it doesn't work like that.
See, it's an interesting conversation that comes from the video, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, of course.
Forwards.
Because remember,
back of the video.
You got, remember, women always date up, innit? Or they try to.
She's dating up if she dates him.
No, she's not.
No, Tyler, Grammy, she's got one Grammy.
No, even because of that.
No, I'm just saying in terms of who she is now. But remember,
I'm not talking about who she is. You can add that, but I'm not talking about who she is. I'm talking about who she can
get. Yeah, who she can get, yeah.
Why? He's still more...
Why? Because she's relevant now.
No. She's doing her thing. Yeah. So the type of man...
There's loads of attractive girls.
No, I know, but I'm saying the type of man that she could get, there's bear on her list right now.
And she's not in... And she's not
Kai Cenat, streaming-wise, money-wise, status-wise, he's up there, but
her label is paying him to have her there.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, that's like a label pay.
Okay,
yeah,
so then why would she go in there and say, I'm going to date this guy?
Because maybe it's not, you don't tickle her fancy. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is I can understand why he'd do that.
Oh, yeah, no,
he couldn't feel his own source that much because there's women throwing themselves
at him. Are you saying he shouldn't have tried because of the dynamics of the show?
No, I'm just saying he shouldn't have tried because of the failed attempt on the phone.
Yeah, there's that too. Like,
after that, it seems like a rebound move. If he was talking to her and they were cracking joke during the stream and it's getting in, he's like, yo, Tyler, you're cool, man. We should do something one day, man. Let's go for lunch or something. That's a different flex.
Yeah, he didn't say it like that.
He didn't say it like that.
She would have said, yeah.
Yeah, the way he said it, you just got aired on the phone in front of everyone. You've done the... Then the first thing you do is, so what about me and you? She's thinking, nah, blood.
And the man tries to say, oh, but it's truth or dare. Like, it's part of the game. She's
If she would have said, yeah, you would have ran with it, basically.
Because he's not doing it because it's a disrespect to her, but he's doing it because there's women that would have worked with. Do you get what I mean?
But not her.
You know what I'm saying? But you mean? But you have to... You're as open, bro.
But when she...
But remember, you're forgetting. You can't... What's going on, Roland? You good, man? You got to remember this, yeah? you can't use the same tactic on every single woman. They're not the same.
Yeah, but there's a lot it will work with.
Yeah, but remember, but unfortunately, the women that he's dealing with or the spaces that he's in, for example, there's women that like you can pull up with in a maybe a G-Wagon or a nice car, and she's like, oh, I got one of them too.
Mm.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, that's what Reese was talking about on his episode like, with Posty on GRM Daily, Thoughts in the Cuddy.
You're good at this. You're good at this still.
That's what I'm saying.
Still.
Come on, man.
We're going to get bear clips from this. Yeah. I'm going to lean over in your camera.
Yeah, just make sure to collab me. Make sure to collab me. Yeah. I'm trying to get to 10K by the end of the year.
Yes. Yes, yes, my brother. You good, yeah?
You good, yeah? Love.
You can sit down. You good. You can sit down, you know?
Yeah, they mind their movie. That's proper security, isn't it?
Whatever.
You thought it was starring today.
You got
Taze. I mean, sorry, Brent. Are these, all the mics on? No, they are. So I can stretch this to Roland.
Hey. Whoa, bro! Come on, man.
Fire!
Wow.
The biggest love I've heard today.
That's the first one.
You man,
nah. I'm talking about whole 24 hours.
Bro, like that.
That's stretch the mic.
Quarter to 10, you know.
Bro. Stretch the mic, you know.
He said, "Can I stretch it to insert name here?"
Hey,
Man, come on. Is that what it is? Yeah. Right,
this guy. How's he gonna blame me for that?
This is the first.
Hey, before
this ain't on you, though. By the way, Brent.
Taze, might have moved the bag.
Oh yeah,
my bad.
Oh yeah, before we get into anything, all the banter and stuff. Just want to shout out Strings, obviously. RIP
yeah,
Strings.
Guy, man. Man.
How was the event yesterday?
Marginal.
Yeah.
Mad.
Obviously, if I didn't R&B, I would have been there.
Pack up, bro.
That's good, man.
I heard PK missed the penalty still.
Blood.
I heard he tried to do a little...
Face this way. Bounced. Oh, fire.
Yeah.
Jumped up and down.
I can't say nothing now, yeah, but it's mad.
You can see
the croc working. He said he's thinking anti-fire brigade. He's thinking, nah, nah.
But we missed it, bro. And that sent him out. And the way the team followed him all the way to his car, put on his coat. I think he even had his right foot on his left and his left foot on his
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I saw him with a zip. He was like that and he just walked out.
And Mill Heskey did it, you know.
That's the thing about when you're the man that gets onto people. When it's time for people to get onto you, PK's the one as well. Because I was getting onto him about... He's probably going to cook me for this anyway. PK Humble.
Yeah, go on.
I'm saying?
What's going on here, bud?
So I was getting on to him about the black paint in it. Obviously, he...
Man is struggling to open that, man. A young Maggie, you know.
He's always bantering about the haircut, innit? So I said to him, brother, like, you do the tar thing, though. And the only reason I said that is because, do you see the video?
Whoa.
Tar.
What, as in
black paint?
He doesn't want it?
No, he doesn't. But there's one video where it's a bit... It looks mad. Like, you could tell he's touched his hair and he's skanking. And he goes to touch the wall and it leaves a mark. So I'm like, what is that mark there?
That's the spray. That's the black spray.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I just got to you talking about when he does it.
Yeah. Naked, bro. But I sent me a voice note. He said, Taser, it's in your best interest that you leave me alone, you know?
Yeah, he's got a point, though.
He said he's going to cook me because of my edges. Yeah.
Was it Funky D? Just leave it alone. You better leave it alone.
No,
that's cold steps.
Sorry, I should know.
Do your thing,
fellow beige brother. That's embarrassing.
What do you want to do, bro? You know, for years I thought you was bald. You know.
I know.
I swear down, bro.
Let me play a voice note now. From
just leave it alone.
One of the men.
Let me get you in trouble. You know,
brother. It's Pete. I thought you was bald, cuz this time you're doing it free willingly. You're nuts.
No. Why would you skin off your head when you've got a full head of hair? Like, bare hair, hairline, everything.
You're mad, bro.
Taze, I can't lie, it's a bit tapped, you know? It's a bit tapped still.
Why would you do that, though, Phil?
Well, I've explained, my dad...
you done the violet thing?
Yeah, but for time, my dad didn't like hair.
What's your dad not doing anything?
Yeah, that's
dad ain't allowed to do this,
my dad. What? Your dad?
That's the worst excuse.
If you were 12, I'd hear it, but niggas are 27.
Bare,
man said he's done.
You businesses.
You lot asked me a question. Bare
events, t-shirts, you sales, everything.
With the bold hair.
And man said he's done.
Yeah, but my point is, you didn't need to do it.
No, but you listen to what you just said. Bare businesses, bare girl's daughter with the bald hair.
Now
it wasn't bothering me. So I didn't think anything of it. Was it bothering me?
No, no one said it was bothering you.
All right,
no. Excuse me.
I haven't answered my question.
He's an MP.
I haven't answered the question.
You're in House of Commons.
I haven't answered my question either.
Well, you ain't addressed this point.
No, but he asked me a question.
What? Which one?
The question was, why was I bald so long? And yeah. I haven't answered it yet.
You said because you're your dad.
Yeah, so from year 8, my dad.
And then he interjected and said that was wild.
But that's the answer.
And the whole room yeah. said it was wild.
Cool, but that's the answer. I don't know what else.
And then you, so now you don't
you
care
went
about
on
dad.
A tangent.
No. I just said I didn't finish answering the question.
The R&B slow just taking over. He's got big paper now. Yeah. I get it.
There it goes.
But what watch is that on your hand, bro?
Loud up, bro.
Or the mirror.
Don't do that.
This is what I'm saying. By the way, he did it under his calf. Put it behind the calf muscle, you know?
Yeah, wait,
so can I ask the question then? Right, little drop to four.
Man's moving shaky.
I thought you were bold.
Man's moving clumsy now, you know? Man turned bashful.
Red cheeks in that. Hey. So my dad never used to like...
My dad never used to like
hearing it, so... He was always like, cut your hair. So I think in year 10, I started making a little change where I could go to the barbers. And that's when I started getting 0.5. I was like, at least I can get like a, man, I'm saying?
0.5, and that's low,
isn't it? I just ran with so that low, for man. Years. And then my nan came over, on my mum's side, came over one time, saw
Wait,
my beard.
I got to stop all this quickly, man. Don't do this, my nan.
Yeah, this is
bro.
A bit much,
isn't
it?
Let me finish.
You don't, yeah. We don't call our grandmother's nan, bro. Don't do that, bro.
My nan calls me Taser. What are you talking about?
No, he's saying you got back calling Nan.
Grandma.
Yeah, bro. You're saying Nan like named Jimmy, bro.
Nan is a white thing still.
Nan lying?
Sorry, grandma. My bad. Mama, me. You know what I mean?
Okay. Now we'll learn something. Okay, Karen, sorry.
You needed to get his own back, you know what I mean? So then one time she came over and she was like, I'm not staying in this house unless you cut your beard. I said, what?
Wow.
But you're not listening. This is how my family are. So like with my hair, it was like, you look rough. I don't like hair. So if I'm sleeping in the house and I have to come home,
yeah.
I can't have a hairstyle.
So what?
Couldn't have earrings, nothing, tattoo, nothing. My dad's not having it. Only when them man they left, I'm like, okay, a bit of freedom.
And you start doing the magnet earring thing.
Nah, I don't even want to
you
do
done
earrings
that,
anyway.
You done that.
I didn't. I never did the earring thing.
You like a magnet earring type of guy?
Nah, I never did that. It's either you pierce it or you don't. Like, but they weren't on it. But one time I was with my cousin, his mum drove past. He flew behind the bus stop. I didn't know. I didn't understand why. I was like, why did you do that? He said, oh, my mum gone yet. I said, yeah, the car's gone. He goes, oh. Got his earrings.
That's strict household, though.
Brother.
Yeah, that's bare African.
You gotta cut your hair.
Nah, bare African households were like that. Well, I don't know about the hair, but the earrings.
But to me, it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a big deal to me. Like, to you lot, it might be like, right, you can't get a trim. To me, it wasn't a big deal. I was just used to it. And then when I finally could get trims, I just stuck to what I knew. I tried to get the Rashford Mohican fade, brother. Yeah,
ain't got the head shape for that.
Ain't got the head shape for it. Ask my brethren, he'll tell you. He got a trim one time in Kilburn. Who's your barber? Took me there one time. Man brought out the flames and the knives and all that. I'm like, okay. Got the fade. Within 2 days, I couldn't see the fade no more.
Man, go circus or barbers?
That's a Cirque du Soleil, that.
So, yeah. just want to check. So, that whole soliloquy he did, does that fit you lot's barlet? Does that make it?
No.
Whether it doesn't.
Like, for me,
like, I just feel like you didn't need to do that.
Yeah.
If you had
at this
hair,
big age.
Why are you bold? Bro?
Yeah, but it's what he's used to, isn't it?
That sounds like trauma.
I think plaits, in terms of like African households, like you couldn't
like dreads, innit?
You couldn't cut dreads, Jesus. Yeah. Dreads.
Would you?
Okay, cool.
Even Cane Rose, if you came home with Cane Rose, listen, they will lose it, bro.
All right, cool. How many men have hair that don't maintain weed? It properly? Okay, there's that too.
A lot.
So maintaining your hair is long, bro. Pause. So there was that. Being bald was just easy. There's times where I've come to the, I forwarded to the studio, my hair's long and it's hurting me, bro. And I'm looking at me, but I was using the wrong products.
What are you using?
Nah, I believe you.
Oil.
No, but how's your hair hurting you when it's long? What?
Oil. I was using oil.
Are you a cramp twin? I don't.
I could pass for one.
Why is your hair hurting?
With my tough head, I could pass for one.
So now,
what are you putting in your hair? Perm.
Oil.
So are you happy with your hair now?
No, but oil in your hair is cool.
What, like, you know he is, bruv.
It's not.
You've seen them videos. You know he's happy, bruv.
Yeah, I've seen it.
What oil is this?
The dog thing. Yeah.
Diesel oil.
First was baby oil.
Wow,
you deserve that.
That's crazy.
I didn't know.
That's
crazy. Baby oil.
He's
learning.
Like some
porn
star.
But it's
cool.
Learning.
Rubbing
on her cheeks on his hair afterwards.
Go back to bald. I think you should go back to bald still. That's rude.
Baby oil.
I think you should go back to bald.
I was moisturizing with E45.
Your hair.
No, I'm saying my skin. Palmer's cocoa butter. I don't use them anymore.
Palmer's are not as bad as...
Palmer's is bad, bro.
Not as bad as baby oil on your hair.
If he's using the cream one...
If they're paying you, don't promote them. But they're bad. I'll tell you for free. Palmer's cocoa butter.
Palmer's is calm, man.
No, Latin just
the top one. You know the one where you... Not the one
the tub one.
Yeah, not the... Yeah.
The one that's a bit
the
harder.
The hard one.
Yeah, that
fire,
one.
Fire. Where you get?
Yeah, that's
fire. Fire. It lightens your skin.
Man said,
lightning.
Does it? Were you like me before?
Nah.
He said he likes his skin.
Man said chicks from Sudan, you know. Chicks from Sudanese.
Man just saying on bleaching on the pod, you know.
Whitest man in Jamaica. You seen whitest
man in Jamaica?
You
not
seen that?
Yeah.
You never even seen that.
He's irrelevant, man.
Who?
Some donor just bleaches his skin.
Oh, no, what, oh, the you, and then he's got the gal holding the umbrella
all the time. Yeah, yeah.
He's moving nuts out here.
He's white in the car, isn't it?
Whitest man in Jamaica, he says.
He's even mad.
It's depressing.
He's a black man, but he bleaches his skin.
I don't get the I don't get the bleaching thing, you know.
Self-hate.
I've never got it. Like, for man them, I've never got it.
What do you mean?
Like, for girls, like, not that I've got it, but like girls, the beauty standards and I'm like, I don't get it, but man them, I'm like, brother.
But bro,
you can get a girl, like, man can get a girl, whatever. Like, you just got to get your money up or just have a little...
It's not that easy, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not that easy. To do what?
To get your money up.
Where? In England?
Or have something.
Do you know what it is? I think the whole argument of, like,
just be saying, funny or something.
Just get your money up or just be this, just be that. I think it just makes it, it's very dismissive. It's not that easy, bro.
Speaking of money, how do you view money? Because I know Chinks has made me better with money, how he moves with money.
What do you
like,
mean?
Like, as in... Like, without asking too much questions, have you got savings?
Yeah.
Okay, and how did you save? Does that make sense?
Okay, so every time I got paid, I'd put... My initial pay were faded, for example. I would always put 20% of what I took home into my savings.
So I'm saying I've never, ever had that mindset. That's good. Ever.
Oh, I
ever.
I do that all the time. So, like, I've got money everywhere, but I don't know how much is there.
See?
You know, like
that's
that.
Very good.
That's
I'll just go home. Even I can't remember who done it. I think it was Mula Juice, where you always used to put
the little jar.
I did that for one year. Brother, when I broke the jar at the end of it. What? Every time you bust down a tenner, whatever change you have, put it in somewhere.
I did blue notes and change, bro.
Yeah.
Like, one day.
Let's do that. Every time you have a tenner, home, there's a tenner in your stash.
Me, I just target. I just have a target in my head.
That's like me.
Once I know I've hit that target. Let's do a bit of bad.
Yeah, but how much do you contribute to the to?
Like, I don't have one.
You have a process. These men work towards having an amount. That's all.
But I'm saying, because if your money is like, if you've got a consistent stream of income, that's the you know, like your paycheck.
Like, if you told me to give you £100 a week, I couldn't do it. But if you give me £4 at the end of the month, I'll give you £4.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So,
which is a bad mindset.
But if you're someone that's getting paid,
not really. I'd rather do £100 a week.
I couldn't.
I don't feel it.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
You see the lumps, it gets annoying, man.
Yeah. If you can do
life bits, operates like that.
It adds up. But,
no,
you, but only from money that's consistent.
You know what it is, though? You see, for me and money, I just, like, you know, obviously, man's been certain places, isn't it? But when you're calling people for money, that feeling ain't nice. And I remember saying to myself, brother, we're never going to feel like that again. So when I come home, I just knew, like,
I think that's the lot, the motivation behind money, for example. I think
Before
the whole talking to girls and all that, that's why I said it's two separate things. The man them that are trying to get more girls and being told, get more money. I think how you manage your money is very important. Because how can you say it helps?
There's broke galluses out here, bro. Yeah. That don't mean nothing.
No, but that's what I'm saying, is two separate things. You're telling a man who can't get girls... to get more money, that he will get girls.
No, it doesn't make sense. I'm not saying to man them that can't get girls to get money. I'm saying that's one of the things you can do. So you can either be, I don't know, go gym, be hench, be funny, dress well, like be in certain circles.
There's
certain things you can do just to put yourself in that shop window for women to see you and be like, that's all it is really.
And then you still got to speak to them.
And there is that as well.
Back to that thing about, so you think it's really difficult to make money in this country?
No, I don't think it's difficult to make money. I think it's difficult to maintain. Once you make money, all of a sudden, I want to buy this, I want to buy that.
That's a you problem though, no?
Exactly.
Nah, but you know what it is, bro?
It is.
It's the internet, bro.
Yeah, so you're easily influenced, isn't it? In a way, no?
I can't remember the last time I went Harrods. For what?
Do you get what I mean?
I see no rapper or no footballer post nothing that I'm like, I need to go Harrods tomorrow.
I see a
post. Yeah, kind of insecurity.
No, but that's because of who you are though, bro.
Yeah,
you,
but like, it man took me a while to get there though.
Okay, now I hear
that. So for me, I'm just...
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I'm talking about, let's talk to the 21-year-old version of us. Let's talk to that guy.
There's no point
talking to me now.
No, but why are we talking to the 21-year-old one? Though?
Because we have wisdom now.
I hear you, but you had to attain that wisdom by making a mistake.
Yeah, so share those mistakes with the youngest.
Yeah, but man won't wear Dior's, bro.
She went through.
I've gone through Dior's and I'm never doing it again.
Yeah, but no. They want to wear Dior's. Let no, them I'm wear Dior's.
They shouldn't. Because the girls that want the Dior's, them girls have seen 100 Dior's.
No, but
you now wearing Dior's doesn't make you different. It's my point.
Rappers, the ones that do certain things, but we all like they all dress the same, bro.
That's my point. It's all, everyone's doing it. Everyone so you going same, in there and doing the same thing, thinking you're gonna stand out, big man. You just
you're not gonna
fit
stand
in.
Out, but you're gonna fit in.
You just fit in.
Yeah. So people rather fit in than not.
Yeah,
than not fit in.
That fitting is brazy, though.
No, but tell
yeah,
you,
but hear this though.
You're talking from a position of privilege.
A lot of men are not scared to do something out of the box, out of the ordinary, bro.
A lot of men are scared or not scared.
They're scared, sorry.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean in terms of
blood?
Scared to stand out.
My bridge went Manny Suave, bloody all leather pants, blood.
Wow,
he's
like
he
that.
He sent me a picture. He sent me a picture, though.
Man,
bitch,
you're
like
that.
He sent me a picture, though.
No, but let me tell you something.
Wait,
You know it is. Behind closed doors, you know what?
Man, rating him. Yeah, that's how I felt.
Behind closed doors. That's
what I give to Roller. Roller's not scared. Roller wants to do something, he's going to do it. You understand?
And that's what it's about.
And I've noticed, yeah, man's going to these dances, yeah. Blood, we all look alike, bro.
But you're all shopping in the same place. You lot do this for you.
We look alike.
Do you know what you lot do? The majority of you lot do, yeah? You know there's a motive coming out, so you go shopping and then you go buy what's out. Everything that's out is current.
I remember I went.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, so you all end up buying the same thing.
The all black Manny Suave. I see one you in the same shirt as me. I looked at him.
It's Zara. See the Zara again. Everyone
looked
Zara.
At him, bruv. Only thing is, I know I was on this Shawn Michaels thing open. You get me? I said, nah, I've won.
I know I'm cute.
What I do is I just literally
it's every week I'm online shopping. Whether it's
I like because it you got I'm crazy wrong. Papers,
and I'll just cop.
You got a paper for that?
No, but I know there's a motive.
Hold on.
You just said about the youth today of not like.
Wait, this is why you lot keep jumping. You're shopping every week. You lot jump too quick. Did I mention the price of what I'm buying?
Yeah, but if you could do it every week, it doesn't matter.
What, a hoodie for £10? It's a different hoodie.
Oh, where?
Stop it.
Where?
But you don't know what I'm wearing.
For hoodie for £10.
This tracksuit was, this bottom was £40.
No, I've seen them.
My brethren bought them for me. I got this babe jacket on sale. I'm online shopping.
How much did the jacket on sale?
It went from £250 to like £99.
Mad.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm online shopping.
And that's what I'm saying.
But I'm not doing £750 on a fucking sleeve.
That's mad. That's mad.
That's what these men are doing.
That's mad.
No, but you know what it is, though?
For Manny Suave to go speak to girls that I spoke to last week.
Hold on, wait.
At his event, don't wait.
Disclaimer, I didn't talk to no girls.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. My bad. You're just there, just chatting.
I rap.
Yeah.
I see you at church.
Oh, you sing? Okay. Yeah, see you at church.
New video out now.
Go stream that.
So, sorry to backtrack. Are leather trousers okay then?
Blood? Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are. If it fits right. Some of them are too tight.
This must be a above the Thames thing then.
What do you mean?
South of the Thames, I don't think.
Because you, works. Man, are the, see you, man.
Don't do that.
I'm not dressing like
I'm going to be honest with you, man. Let me hear this.
I'm going to be honest with you.
You can never
like
say you
might
dress.
That's the Sons of Anarchy. So I'm from North West, you know.
Yeah, Northwest is close to South. Like,
No.
You are moving.
The way we dress, even the man with the leather trousers said no.
The way we dress is not like you, man. The way we dress is not like you.
No, Northwest.
Out of London, South London is the closest to Northwest. As in, we don't dress like East shoes, not just like West shoes. I'm talking about what we dress.
Okay, you lot are the worst dressed in London.
Impossible.
What would you put us beneath East?
The view shed.
East shoes are flying still.
What majority East can dress, or though. Particular parts in East?
No, East can dress, bro.
Not the whole of East. I went school in East.
Okay, I could.
Can you put an X in the corner of this screen so I can exit this convo? What are you gonna do?
Man, I want to talk about areas. Isn't it? Let them talk.
Nah, man. Rule. No, the man said Northwest can't.
I didn't say Northwest.
That's what I'm saying. He never said
that. Southeast.
So we
He said South is closer to Northwest than East and West.
South
is
a fact.
He didn't diss Northwest.
South is by itself.
Listen to what he's saying.
I heard, bro.
But he didn't diss Northwest.
Southwest and Southeast, we just competed different.
Exactly. So how can South just like Northwest?
Hold on, Southwest is that Brixton and that?
Brixton, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But Southeast is Fulham, Campbell, Clapham,
Peckham, yeah. Lewisham, that's Southeast. They don't dress like Brixton youth.
I think fashion starts in West and 100%. Ends in East. If you think like that. I might be wrong.
This is absolutely sick,
you could be right, but I just don't think it's the whole of East.
I don't think West youths can dress like that anymore. Yeah, but, that was like back in the day.
West youths on this mad loud thing.
Yeah, they're ahead of the trend in a way.
Nah, I wouldn't even say that.
That was back in the day.
They're just on this mad loud thing. Everyone must be designer. Yeah. That's what people get this whole thing confused. Like, swag does not mean it has to be Louis and Gucci. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't that what the East man are on though? They're big F man. So they,
They pattern. I can't lie, they do a lot of.
And I'm willing to admit I'm wrong if I'm wrong. All I got is Nike tracksuits. I ain't the most flat guy in the world at all.
Bro, some tracksuits are calm though, bro.
So to talk about current topics, yeah, how do you feel about the whole Drake and Future and Kendrick and J. Cole?
I don't care about that. I don't even like Drake like that.
Don't say that to him.
Oh, light skin, but oh my god,
bro, he's black and he's a Jew,
he's
bro.
Our god. He's, oh my god,
come on, bro.
But I'll be honest with you, Future's my guy. Whatever Future's on, I'm on.
Slack and ask your question.
Go on, talk to me.
And this is just me podding, yeah. So allegedly they're beefing over again.
Agalia the lighty, I see her.
She must be bad though.
Fit like a vanilla shake.
In my opinion, it doesn't matter what the girl looks like. This is just the girl in question, yeah. So
it is important what she looks like though.
Nah,
you can't be beefing man over a four.
I'm not gonna lie.
But they're beefing.
But who's at 40?
No,
be 40.
This thing's buff still.
Okay, but they're beefing.
Four, but it's good.
I'm not saying she's the four. I'm saying he said it doesn't matter what she looks like. I'm saying it does.
No, it doesn't.
So of course it does.
Okay, let me land. In my opinion, it doesn't matter because at the end of the day, this is the girl they've chosen to beef over. So it doesn't matter what she looks like. They've given her the props that she's the girl we're beefing over. That's it. Whether she looks like,
who's actually got her though?
We don't know.
I think apparently it was Future's team, but I think Drake was fucking.
To be honest, apparently it's Metro's team.
But if I keep 100 though, they're going outside though. They
yeah, they are. Mm. And do you know why I say that? Because, for example, listen to this, yeah?
Egos.
I bring a girl to the studio, your studio session. Yeah?
No.
I'm just saying. I bring a girl to the studio.
Is it slight 10 years ago?
So you're rapping, you're doing the thing. The man them's in there. What?
This is your topless, bro.
I say that. But the man them's in there doing their thing. For example, she's out saying hello to someone, yeah. So you're the Drake in the equation, and I'm the Metro in the equation, for example, yeah. And then the girl DMs you after because you're Drake. The girl DMs you after, like, yo, how are you?
Is this nice meeting you.
No, I'm just saying, I'm speculating. Oh. This is not facts, I'm speculating. Is Drake supposed to message Metro and be like, oh, that girl that was in the studio, she DM'd me?
Yes.
No. Yes.
You think she
yes.
To us, is that your gal?
Okay.
Or screenshot and show the
message.
No,
he's coming with a
gadget.
No, it's his
studio. Do you know what it is? No, put it this way. If it's, for example, if it, the way I see them, man, yeah, they're with girl all the time. It's not like your girl. If it's like, because you know, I'm just saying, Future, for example, you see him in strip clubs, like, he's always got bare things on him, like, man is saying, and the problem with man them as well, what they do is, they go on like they don't care about girls, but they really do.
And they do, that's why you go ask.
See what I'm saying?
No, but that's what
you got. No, but really and truly.
Yeah, but
really. Yeah, really tell me.
If you tell me, Taser.
Yeah.
No, it goes back to asking, though.
That's it.
If you're
Okay, but Metro. Okay, but I don't, like, again, I can't, I'm speculating. Are Metro and Drake cool like that?
I don't know.
Yeah, but Metro's a church boy.
They're all in the same circle.
And Drake's Jewish.
They're all in the same circle, bro. I don't get it, bro. Have you not clocked? They all date the same girls, bro.
Yeah, but answer the question, what would you do, like you said?
What? If
that was the scenario?
Yeah.
Or even worse,
would you show him?
Would you message me?
I'd show you, bro.
But America's different. America's different as well. So let's say they go in the studio they had a studio session in Atlanta, and that's where he met the girl. Drake's gone to LA, the girl's gone to Miami or whatever, and they've met up in a different location. And she says hello to Drake or whatever, or let me come through to a party, whatever. She's not gonna say, oh, by the way, I met you through Metro. Mm. She's not gonna say that.
No, but you will know, though.
But you're missing a point.
You will know.
But before the girls that my man meet,
you hear you. No, but some girls, like, when you meet a girl and she stands out, yeah, you'll be like, I remember this girl from somewhere.
All right, cool. Let me now flip it again. How many men have told you this is my thing? You speak to the thing's like, oh, I don't chat to that guy.
You come on a blockers, bro.
But you see how you said you'd page my man and let him know that she messaged me. Mm. Does that depend on who he is?
Of course, you.
Do you get what I'm saying? Because I'm not messaging everybody.
That's my point.
Like, if he rates my man or not.
Man, I've got a real relationship with you. Like,
yeah,
let me tell you something. There's bare gal in the world, bro. If we've got a real relationship and I class you as my brethren, or like a real acquaintance or something can, we could do something. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Blood, the gal ain't worth it. Do you know what I'm saying?
So but outside girl, of that.
No, I'm saying if the girl, if man comes in at Taser and there's a girl in the studio and the girl starts DMing me, liking all my photos, boom, boom, boom. I'm going to show Taser, bro.
Mm.
Are you going to show me the whole thing?
For the green light.
No, I'm going to be real with you because I think you're on what I'm on.
Yeah.
So I'm going to look at you, what I know what I look at, innit? I'm going to show you what she's done. And if you say to me, Rob,
no, but
then
you
I know what to do,
no,
innit?
But my point is, you do realize there's a certain man you can't do that to. Whether you know, no, but whether you think you can, you can't.
They get
emotional.
I Taser.
And then they burn everything.
I Taser, let me tell you something. You see my guy there?
Jason Derulo,
you know? But I'm telling this guy, stop thinking everyone's on what we're on, bro.
Yeah.
I might tell him something because I know him, innit, differently. He thinks everyone, we should tell everyone what's going on. Bro, this, anyway, listen.
Well, if I had a man basically tell a man that, yeah, it's fine, Taser's okay with me sharing this information, and he shared it with him, but Donnie's heartbroken, bro. Why are you sharing this information with Donnie? I don't understand. Oh, bro. But he asked me.
Taser, man are not true out here, bro. Let me tell you something, yeah? Bruv, gotta keep it really, the man out here right now. The man are down bad, bro.
Not all of them, bro.
Nah, dude.
The man are down bad, bro.
Yeah, no,
but you know what? Man out here, yeah?
I don't know.
That's a statement.
Man,
it's
a
year in the clappers, though.
Do you know what, though? Do you know why I agree? Because we had the same situation on our podcast last week, bro. Well, off camera.
With what?
The gal.
I'm beating him up.
No, but we can talk about it. I'm not going to say too much. The gal situation. I didn't tell certain people what's going on with the gal and da da da.
I think, man,
you should tell man because he needs to go through that pain.
Nah.
No, it's not about him going through the pain. It's about you.
How's he going to learn?
No, but it's about you collapsing my setup. My setup is fine.
It's not fine. You think it's fine. It's not. Because she's running around doing madness, but you just ain't found out yet.
She's running around
doing madness. I'm not trying to wife her.
That's my whole point here. Like, the problem here is there's so many different factors in it. If man's not trying to wife this girl, it is what it is. Remember, these men are rapping. She for the streets.
No, but someone is.
Then, I hear that. But in terms of the man them, like we're talking about, in terms of future, Metro, whatever. I don't know if it's Metro's girl, whatever. If a man is just linking bare different girls and there's girls coming in and out of the studio and then this one's taking a liking to me, why have I got to check in when this is one of the girls that is always here?
Because apparently...
But if it's like, for example, a man's main thing...
It's different.
Then it's like, right, I see this thing with you all the time. Right, you know she just messaged me, by the way.
You know,
but if it's a random girl, okay, what's going on here?
You know when I say I'm speculating, yeah? Obviously, I listen to Drake's lyrics, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So I hear him sometimes. Some of the things he's saying, yeah, it's like, you're telling me not to see girl A because girl A is a legend. Like, bear in mind, I'm doing middleman. So I'm assuming that Future's the one that's telling Drake, yo, leave the girl alone because she's with Metro. Because Drake's in a position
where... it's not even Future and...
Nah.
It's Metro.
It's Metro.
But Metro's a girl sound, though.
Okay, then...
Yeah, but
the whole debate, I believe so.
The whole debate's aired, then. You just proved my
personally.
Point. Personally.
Yeah, I agree. Right, so, you know,
so, okay. No,
but I knew it was never Future.
But why do you say that?
Future's too G'd up for that.
Exactly.
What is he?
Why do you say he's...
I think Future's just chosen the side on the vibe of Metro's my dog. Metro feels a certain way about this. I don't really like this, the way Drake moves, but it doesn't bother
Future
me.
Future can't talk because Future does that shit.
No.
How are you going to be in the same thing?
That, no,
that's my guy as well.
That
but,
doesn't make sense, though.
What? So let me get it straight. That's like, all right, so if I, that's like me moving, like, I move to anyone's girl.
Yeah.
But then you move to my guy's girl and I'm pissed.
No, like, Future doesn't move to everyone's girl, though.
No, not like
what
that.
What do you mean he fucked Scottie Pippen's wife? He breeded Bow Wow's team.
Wait, what is...
They weren't together, though.
What's Scottie Pippen got to do with Future? I don't understand.
He beat his wife.
No, but what's that?
They were married. That's
but,
what I.
What's the Gucci flip flops?
No, you're not getting what you're saying.
You're saying Future doesn't do that. Well, he does.
No, I'm saying.
Mr. Toxic, you know, sensational.
No, wait. Okay.
Them men are God.
Yeah, I respect them men highly.
The life you live, you can't be moaning that next man for living the same life just because your producer.
No,
and
your mate.
Get out of here, man.
But you can though. What are you talking about?
You can, of course. God gave everybody free will, but you shouldn't.
That's business. So would you be upset with me?
Never over again.
Wait.
That don't matter.
No, wait.
Listen, my sister.
Wait.
I won't lie.
So let's say me and Kid get into a situation here with over again. But
you're both idiots.
No, but you no. You agree with my stance.
No, you're both idiots.
No, you agree with my stance.
No, but bro, your guy. Some girls like it's like it warrants that though, bro.
No, Kid's your guy, but
I remember I know Kid, you know. Kid's my guy.
And the way he's moving.
I'm gonna make this even closer to home. If Kid fuck my girl, big up Kid, because you've taught me something. Do you get what I mean? You've done me a favor.
Well, Kid shouldn't do that, though.
Yeah, no, but
it could be some stranger.
You said you're a gyal, you know.
Bro, and she gave away what's mine to somebody else. I know, so but, you've shown me something.
Your issues with her.
But my point is, kids, your dog.
I can't lie, fuck you both still.
You think, yeah, that he can do something worse than?
What do you mean?
Something worse when it comes to money or anything.
Yeah.
Official girl. Me personally, no.
Serious?
Bro, a man fucked your girl. Did he rape her?
That's your girl.
No. You don't get what I'm saying. But the thing is, my girl's off limits to the man there. Like, the man that should look at my girl as like a sister. Yeah. Like, should be looking at her like that.
So if you go
to chop my ting on my babes, that's a big violation. They can't trust you no more.
Even if she's moving mad.
On that same page, in my group right now, there's basic situation going on. It's not that serious, but someone's following someone's gal on the gram, innit? How would you feel if that say you're following my gal, yeah? Would you like her pictures if I'm not in the picture or my kids are in the picture or something like that?
If you are dogs, then...
If I'm your dog, then that's not like a picture.
I wouldn't follow your girl on the gram.
But if you already knew her.
If you're like, oh, cool.
Kid, I can't,
you said following.
Okay, wait. I'm not doing that, bro.
Am I bridges with the girl? Do I know the girl?
You know the girl through me.
Oh, I met her through you?
Yeah.
So I met her as kid's girl.
Yeah.
I'm not even following her.
I think it depends on you, kid. Because I got certain brethren that I know they wouldn't care. I got other brethren that I know they would care. You just got to know your brethren.
Yeah, and also the pictures you're liking is also.
It can't be a bikini picture.
Certain man's girl. Nah, everyone's following her. Cool, whatever. She's become one of the mandem's girlfriend, but mandem is still following her, and then the content's changed. All of a sudden, it's a bit sexy. It's a bit.
Oh, bang out, bro.
What camera should I look at, bro?
Hey, see you know who you are, bro. You even do that shit, bro. Watch, bro.
No, but remember, you're...
Nah, bro.
The man there.
Don't do no bullshit.
You don't want to hear it.
It's got to be Bible study pictures.
I'll do that to him because he did that to me.
Yeah, that's how we used to feel.
Yeah,
but now it's just like,
me personally,
the drama's long, but the point I'm trying to make out is, yeah, I think Drake's got to the point where he's at the top and everyone's below him. Everyone. So when you lot are moaning about what you're moaning about, I thought we didn't care about girls. Yeah, that's his argument.
I think that's what.
I thought we didn't care about girls.
Yeah, but did Drake get done by the girl? The girl screenshot of this thing. You saying, oh, something about your beauty, and the girl just hotted him up. See these girls as well, like, man, you need to understand who they are out here, bro.
No, but sometimes the girls come in very nice disguises.
No, you're missing my point.
He slid in her DM.
No, you know the problem is, like, there's a lot of... The problem here is a lot of man pillow talk. That's the biggest issue here.
Yes, bro.
Because brother, everyone's pillow talk about this. She's making sandwiches. Man, them will be with girls and they start freeing info. Hey. What are you doing?
Hey,
because the thing is, like,
remember, certain people don't have to chat to girls, so that's bro, the first one that comes to
their head. Yeah, but bro, you're just going out sad because now what you're doing is the problem with pillow talk is you're relevant then in that moment, but she's listening.
Blood, man,
she's gonna go and tell someone, and you're gonna hear eventually. I don't get why you'd. I've never been in bed with a girl and thought,
I'm gonna tell you this and that.
I'm the type to maybe you tell me and I'm listening. But then even me listening, I'm thinking, rah, you're freeing up information to me. I definitely can't say nothing to you about anything because look at what you're doing.
If you let a good smack down, all of a sudden she's chatting about her bridges.
Bro.
Yeah, the next man he's swerving, she's doing kiki-kiki. You're like, you don't even like this girl.
It's true. When she wakes up, and then that,
bro.
Hella info.
I started thinking, man, I'm keeping it true. I'm in jail with a man. And he's asking about XYZ. And I'm saying, rah, obviously... You understand? Blood.
As soon as he got the phone
I'm
call.
In jail, brother. I get a private number. Brother, he's got my number. Couple people's got my number. People ain't got my number like that. Chat to me on Snapchat, bro. Yo, why did you tell... I said, nah.
And you know them ones, yeah, you can't bother.
And you know what's so mad?
It's mad.
The full info.
I told him everything. Because I'm thinking, yo, he's a true. He rocks a certain man. He wants to be official. You understand? And on top of that, I'm so true to the game, I still didn't snake him.
I didn't tell her
what he said to me.
And that's what we were talking about the last time. He said he would.
He blew up everything.
He blew up everything.
Look at his face.
I didn't say it like that.
Okay, so if that happened to you,
he said word for word.
And you couldn't even do nothing. You're inside.
Me and the guy are both inside. She's outside. She got a new guy. Her new guy links my dogs with my dog. It's a fact. rectangle.
Man had to figure out the shape.
Imagine that scenario, that you're saying, yeah. So imagine you're maybe Metro, you're Bredgen's future.
No, I'm not Metro, I'm future.
No, I'm just saying, like, imagine the scenario. Now, man, I say pick a side. Why am I picking this? But have you got rappers who are irrelevant?
We're not picking sides of shit,
though. You got rappers who are irrelevant. I'm following Drake. Why are you unfollowing? Who cares about you?
Man, I'm following what's going on. Man, are Batty Boys out here, bro.
Whoa.
Can't say that, man.
So I'm not meant to be on social media.
Yeah, man, you got my extra work, man.
Put a time on.
Man are weird, sorry. Man are weird.
Weird.
Yeah. Get out of here, bro. Man, my used to get cancelled all the time.
Who?
Keith.
Oh, where's those words?
Bring back Keith, man.
It wasn't LGBT.
Speaking of Keith, I've got an announcement. Keith is leaving Three Shots of Tequila. Oh, no, he left. Wait. Let me say this. He left. So as of today, what's the date today, Taser?
It's coming.
25th of March.
Nah, I've already claimed the spot. It's too late.
Hey.
Claim it.
You lot are living, you know. Pick a side, nigga.
We are not calling this.
You're moving that drink.
It's never Three Shots of Tequila no more. It's two shots of tequila and a bottle of Ace of Spades. I'm the newest member. You know the fuck's going on out here, man.
Oh, the man's seat ain't even cold.
I'm trying to change my life. I don't give a shit. Fuck that nigga Keith, man.
Nah, man.
Big up Keith, man.
Man said two shots and a bottle of Ace, you know.
Yeah, man.
Yo.
No,
we gotta admit Metro's
an
idiot, though.
I don't know 100%.
Metro. Ah, cool. I'm cool with that.
If this is how it really is, yeah, Metro's a girl clown.
No, but how? What, I don't get what's he
because
done.
Because you're butthurt about a gal.
Rocking with Jake, bro. Your gal is meant to rock with Drake, bro. It's Drake.
She's not meant to.
Back are not nice.
But imagine Metro ain't done that. If Future's done it all.
If it's your thing, she's not meant. Look, put it this way. That's like, all right.
It's not your team.
That, no, all right, cool. That's like you know.
It ain't your wifey, bro.
No, I hear that.
Don't be claiming none of these girls.
I hear that.
It's not yours. It's your turn, bro.
But the thing is, if example, like, all right, that's like you taking a girl around AJ, for example, yeah? Like a ting that's like
AJ.
Yeah, AJ.
Gone.
Boxer, yeah?
Gone.
Cool.
Gone. I'm proud of that. She genuinely upgraded.
We understand that, but I'm saying.
You know them
way.
Yeah.
I said she's an idiot if she didn't.
I'm not having that.
No, I'm not.
I was rocking AJ. Fine.
Nah, you're going to lose still.
I know I lose, but I'm fine.
Now you're paralyzed.
Man will slap your head.
You know them way, though.
Hey, you know how big it is?
Man said AJ done UFC, you know.
That's crazy.
Come on, man. Wowza.
In a baby blue, you know.
Hey, your grey socks. Yeah. Hey, relax.
I said no, Diddy, no doubt.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.